When Zach Denton tragically passed away in 2018 at the age of 24, it was not only an insurmountable loss for his friends and family, but also for the world of music as a whole. Zach was an integral part of bands such as The Ocean Party, Cool Sound, Siggy Witch, and many more. Zach's work is being celebrated with the release of Love, Lust, Lost, a 15-track compilation of previously unreleased recordings. This collection features demos, outtakes, live recordings, and so much more that just touch on the breadth and depth of Zach's songwriting. To talk more, Zach's bandmate from both Ocean Party and Cool Sounds, we're joined on 2SER Breakfast by Nick Kearton. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us here to talk about this latest celebration of the life of Zach Denton. I imagine that Zach's influence is still there as part of everything that you're doing in your career in music.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Zach was such an important part of not just the bands that we played in, the music that we made, but our lives more broadly. He was, obviously he was a very, very close friend, and so we all think about Zach a lot, and, you know, his memory informs lots of what we do now. So he's, still a very, very important part of our lives.
I guess that's one of the things that they don't really think about too much. I mean, you can sort of put together the collections of music and everything you have there, but the lives that you live with one another when you're doing this, you're basically spending your formative years with one another and becoming the people that you are together as a group.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not sure if you ever saw the photo of the van that the Ocean Party used to travel in and the bunks that we slept in, but we all spent a lot of time in very, very close quarters. And so, yes, you form those sorts of bonds, and, yeah, it's very hard to separate your lives from each other. So, that, you know, when something happens like Zach passing, it was, it had a huge impact on us. But yeah, his memory is certainly still with us. And, yeah, as I say, a lot of what we do is informed by Zach, and, you know, he was a real inspiration, as you'll hear in a lot of the songs on this record. He was a prolific songwriter, and, you know, I was always very impressed by his output, and, you know, found it very inspirational. So, yep, he's had a huge impact.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. The album Love, Lust, Lost, it can't possibly encapsulate all that Zach left behind and all that he still had there in front of him. But it's nice to know that sort of from that album, it sounds like that he was there in a very good place when he tragically passed.
Yeah, he was. He was very happy. You know, he was, he was, you know, he was always he was a popular guy, but he had lots of friends, and he was, you know, had a partner who he loved, and he was he was in a very, very good spot, and he was writing a lot. I mean, he always wrote a lot, but, you know, songs just kind of oozed out of him, and you can see that he would have, you know, God knows how many albums he would have written by now if he hadn't passed. But yeah, he was prolific, and, you know, he was writing always about what he felt, and at that time he was very happy, and you can hear that in those songs.
And it was really lovely, too, that it was released on his birthday of August 26th, so a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's a bit of a conscious thing. Like, we always try and remember Zach, and it feels more positive to celebrate his birthday than his passing. And so we always like to do something for his birthday. It's obviously been a bit tricky with COVID over the last few years, but, you know, his last birthday, we all, you know, everyone made a cake and we had a Zoom party and ate some cake. And so we always try and celebrate Zach's birthday. It's a really important day for us. I'm pleased we got to release this album, you know, in celebration, because it's, you know, it means a lot to us to be able to celebrate Zach's life and for people to remember him, you know, in the kind of fond way that they do. So it's great for us to be able to celebrate his life through his music.
And for want of a better word, you're all part of a pretty big scene there, all sort of playing in one another's bands, if you will. I guess Ocean Party and Cool Sounds are kind of in the centre of that circle. What are the other bands that are part of that family?
Oh, I mean, there's heaps. I think probably less so now that we've all got a little bit older, but I felt like, you know, every weekend you'd wake up and there'd be, you know, a new band made up of pretty much the same people in just a slightly different format. But, you know, the Ocean Party spawned Snowy Band and Juice, and Jordan, the keyboard player, has got his own solo project, and Mark, you know, does all sorts of things musically as well. So there's a real plethora of bands that have spawned out of that, and, you know, Cool Sounds is one of those. You know, we spend a lot of time playing shows with people like Emma Russack, and so yeah, it's a really great community, and people are always pretty happy to play in each other's bands. But as I said, I think now that we're all getting a little bit older, the pace of that might be slowing down a touch.
Well, even if the pace is slowing down, we are really loving new stuff there by The Cool Sounds. I've been playing six or seven more nearly every day here, and I'm absolutely loving that track. It's really great stuff.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's fun. It's a really fun one to play. It's been an interesting transition because we've gone from playing a kind of indie country set to dropping a disco bracket in to the set, which is really quite jarring a lot of the time in a live set. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm glad you're enjoying that song.
Yeah, well, I hope you don't mind me describing it as thus, but I've had it there as part of our new wave hour, kicking that off.
Yeah, no, we'll take that. That's better than some of the descriptions I've heard of it. It's it's hard to put a genre on things sometimes, but I feel like the term funk gets thrown around very liberally with this one.
Well, it's a fairly broad genre. I'd consider it funky.
Yeah, that's right.
If someone said to me, "Do you want to come and listen to the Cool Sounds of Cool Sounds? They're a funk band," I'd be like, "Yeah, let's go and do that." Yeah. is there any plans to be heading to Sydney for shows at any time in the near future there with Cool Sounds?
Yeah, definitely. Yep, we'll be up in, I think we've got something booked for November. So we've got a record out in, I hadn't really thought about this. I think it's October, but don't quote me on that. Soon.
Nah,
anyway, but we'll tour in November. So we'll be up, and hopefully there'll be a bit more on that soon. But yeah, we've been coming up to Sydney a bunch and love coming up there. We've got lots of friends and, you know, the shows are always nice. So yeah, we can't wait to get back to Sydney.
And on behalf of Sydney, we can't wait to have you here. Nick Kitten, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast to talk about Zach Denton and the legacy that he's left behind and the love that we still have for Zach. Please pass on to the rest of the crew there our best wishes from 2SER. We can't wait to see you up here.
Will do. Thanks for having me.